This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. You're listening to The Cowboys Podcast, presented by lineupmedia.fm. Now your host, Jono and Steve-O.
Cowboy Nation, how the hell are you? We got Steve-O, we got Rodney. How you guys doing out there?
Rodney, you want to go first?
I don't have a lot to say. I wasn't here for the last show. Two shows
you weren't here, yes.
Whatever. Don't
one was
call
a,
me out. Already,
one was a 20-minute show.
And the other one was a 5-minute show.
A combined 30 minutes I've missed. I think we're doing okay.
No, you're doing quite well. I don't care.
I'm glad we're playing a winless San Francisco team. I'm still a little...
Don't tell me you're scared of these Niners.
No, I'm not scared of the Niners. I'm just a little bit. Like most people are right now. We're just hovering around 500. We kind of, you know, I don't want to see a 500 season, but that's how we've gone here the first 5 weeks. So,
all right, Mr. Negativity. Let me tell you something. We bounce back. We get the job done. Steve-O, what's your thoughts on that, babe?
San Fran's 0-6. Are we going to go San Fran? Or are we going to go somewhere else first? Or are we going to bounce around as usual? Let's just bounce around.
Bounce around.
Let's go
bounce
off
around.
Script. San Fran's 0-6, and outside of their first week loss,
yeah,
the last five losses has been a combined 13 points. They lose everything by 3 points or less. So, and the Cowboys have given up 35 in back-to-back games, even though they're coming off of a bye week. So when you ask, am I concerned, I mark this one as a guaranteed win. But, yes, I am concerned because the NFL is – freaking, who knows what the hell's going on. I'm 0 for my last 17 bets. I can tell you that much.
0-17?
It's brutal.
You clearly did not take my advice a couple weeks ago, though. I gave you a couple locks.
No, we took those, and that was a couple weeks ago. But in the last 2 weeks, I'm 0-17. And I bet, hey, there's a guy here that does these little parlay sheets or something. So they're kind of bullshit things.
For entertainment purposes only.
Of course, yeah. Yes. No,
so anyway, you know.
It's for milkshakes.
You start doing them, and next thing you know, some jack wagon like Aaron Rodgers gets hurt a week late. He gets hurt a week late, and they shit the bed, and all of a sudden I'm out another $50. I had but you saw I was at lunch.
Oh, I love it. Ronnie, that's the best $50 I would lose knowing that I bet on that weasel and he broke his shoulder. Yeah. How about that?
I think that hurts the NFL, though, don't you?
No. I love it.
No.
And I love it. And I want to tell you guys something right now. I don't care about the NFL one. They don't care about my team. I don't care about them. All right? That's bottom line. I'm just here for my Cowboys and to win it all. That's all I care about. The hell with Goodell. That should be a bumper sticker. But now I'm hearing, fellas, tell me of how bad this is. I got Cowboy sites out there saying Tony Romo might be going to Green Bay.
No.
And I'm hearing this. I'm like, douchebags, you're on a Cowboy site. You're a Cowboy fan. Don't put this up. Don't even talk about this. What are you morons doing?
Hey, don't put that evil on me, Ricky.
So, what the hell is wrong with our fans? They're
first and foremost
dipshits.
First and foremost, Romo is beloved in Cowboy Nation, right?
Hell yeah! I still got him on my phone.
And obviously, he probably bowed out a couple years early because we had Dak there, right, and played out his ass. Well, since he's come into the league for us, but Romo's from Wisconsin. Right, he was a huge Brett Favre. Is it Favre?
It's something like that.
Brett Favre fan.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are just kind of throwing this out there, folks. I got news for you. Tony Romo's all world in the box. He's staying in the box, and he's going to commentate games the same way.
Damn good too, man.
Bill Cowher's not coming out to coach. John Gruden's not coming back to coach.
Right.
Jimmy Johnson's not coming back to coach. Okay, yeah. These guys, yeah. Listen, they got the cush life.
Dude,
now.
They got the job. That every all of yeah. us would
and
love.
And Tony's so good.
And he's good. Yeah, exactly.
Tony's just a man.
I mean, they took Phil Sims off of here to give him that job.
I hate Phil Sims.
No, I'm with you. My point is, it was
bottomy looking freak. There, he doesn't say anything. All he does, he was out of bounds. He was out of bounds. Shut up. Just shut up and go away.
You just
Phil.
Don't like him because he
I
was a giant.
I hate Phil Sims. I just think he's annoying on that. And when he's announced, you know who I like? I like Chris Collinsworth. Now, he adds a lot of that Dom Meredith, happy. I mean, he throws a lot of stuff out
AFC
there.
AFC guy, though. It wasn't a, he wasn't
he was a Bengal.
Yeah, he was not in the division.
Yeah.
I bet you he hates Donovan McNabb.
Without a doubt.
There's no question. That wasn't even his mom in that soup commercial. I mean, for the love of God, you would think you'd have your own mom.
That wasn't
doing
his mom?
That wasn't his mom.
How do you know this?
They found out. That it was, they put it out there that that's not even his mother. I mean, that's kind of
horseshit.
You
know who else
horseshit.
He hated? He hated Joe Theismann.
Oh, I hated that one bar-looking freak. I never got into that. Him and that Mark Mosley, I think they did it back there somewhere in the locker room.
But what I'm saying is even when he was a commentator, you hated him.
Oh,
you didn't like,
yeah,
you
he
don't
bothered
like anyone interdivision.
No, that's not true. That's not true at all.
Name yeah. one guy.
I'll name you one guy right now that I thought, you know, every time I see him, I still think, wow, there he goes. He's a good guy. I like him. He's not a good guy, but I like him. And that's LT. I tried to play like LT when I played football. I liked LT.
Hey,
man,
hey,
we're going to play a bunch of wild dogs. Wild
you,
dogs.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a van that has no windows in the back and lure like 14-year-old girls over to my hotel room.
That's not true.
He didn't do that?
He did not do that. He did not know that they were underage or whatever. That's horrible. You know what? That's not part of the show here,
so,
folks.
So speaking of which.
LT, you're invited on the show any day.
So, funny story, and
number
I'll go
56.
Back. I'll go back to my Rams days.
Oh,
so I'm on the sideline
do a
one
shot,
day.
Listen, we got another Rams story.
Here
where's your vodka?
Here we go.
I left it in there.
Well, go take a timeout and go get it. But no, after no, the story no, here, no. we'll cover for you a minute. So Merton Hanks shows up on the sideline at a 49er Rams.
That's
game.
The one with the big long neck.
Turkey
exactly.
Neck. Well, he would be
the
peacocking.
Longest neck I ever seen.
So
in a uniform.
So he comes walking by me. And you can't mistake. I mean, obviously, you don't know what a lot of these guys look like because they're in helmets their whole career. But he was on the sideline. I don't know if he was doing some commentating or if he or something with the team. He came walking by the side, and I looked at him and go, Merton Hanks. And he was so excited. His eyes lit up. His ears perked up. He turned towards me. I'm in the instant replay booth, caged in there. And he looks at me, and he comes walking over. I go, I hate you. So I tell him I hate him, and he kind of looked at me goofy. I go, I was a Cowboy fan, and you had this god dang neck doing this shit every time you intercepted the ball. Every game we played you, he killed us. He's a Cowboy killer. And I told him I hated him.
And what did he say?
He just smiled,
shook
my hand.
Killed you
I said,
with kindness.
I said, you know what? I like you now, but Jono wouldn't like you. Jono would hate you to the day he died.
Well, that's the way. You know what? I've never forgiven Jackie Smith. For dropping that ball?
No, you said you did forgive
him. I did, but I just try to be buddy-buddy. But more I think about it, I didn't want to be friends with him.
Seriously, would you like scissor kick him in the esophagus
He's kind of old now, but he was still a badass old man, too. I mean, the way he grabbed my hand when I told him that I've forgiven you, he didn't appreciate that. He didn't appreciate that.
He was a big boy, too.
You're in the Hall of Fame, man. I mean, you should have caught that ball. I mean, Roger couldn't have thrown the ball any better.
Cost us a Super Bowl.
Cost us a Super Bowl. Jackie Smith.
We would have another ring.
But speaking of the 49ers, though, we interviewed a past 49er. What is his name? Bowman? Or let's check out.
Navarro Bowman?
Yes.
Not us interviewing. Not the Cowboys podcast crew
interviewed.
The team interviewed.
He didn't even come to our meeting because he joined with the Raiders on the first interview. That's horse crap, you know? And you know what's doing all that?
He's a West Coast guy. He wanted to stay out there.
Maybe. I hope to think that. But I hope.
He didn't really have to move. He just drove across the Bay Bridge.
Well, you're right. But I hope it's not that. I hope it's that. I mean, I hope it's not with Jerry getting all political. My players can't kneel down. My players can't
Come on, you were just sucking him off 2 weeks ago when he said that. Now no, you're changing your story.
I just think that there's much more important stuff out there than having our players care about kneeling or not. Okay?
We're going to have to replay that show. Somebody's going to replay. You're going to get trolled.
No, I never said that. I never said that. If you guys are out there and you listen to the show, please message us and let me know, because I know that I never
said that.
I'm
going to start your new nickname Summertime, because you're nothing but a freaking flip-flop right now.
Uh-oh.
He said freaking, so frickin'. It's good.
Uh-oh.
We can accept
that. Yeah, 117.
But hey, can I just say something real quick, if you guys don't mind? Like, this is the part of the reason why I'm getting turned off by the NFL in general, because I want to watch sports for sports. I don't want it for politics. I can watch MSNBC and CBS and all that stuff. I want to get back to football.
They won't allow Zeke to play, and that's not all Goodell's fault.
And I'm not trying to diminish what the players are trying to do or do any of that. I just my whole point is I'm not picking sides. I'm not trying to say you're right, they're wrong, or anything. I just want to get back to just playing football and talking football.
We're not going politics on this show, right?
Just a tad bit, not awful blown
another
out.
Another flip-flop, because he told me specifically about 2 months ago I couldn't go political.
Well, I don't like your views. Your views are a little bit really, really concerned. You are Jerry Jones's adopted son.
I am Stephen Jones.
Yes,
Steve-O Jones, I'm
Steve-O
sorry.
Steve-O Jones, right. I definitely think there's so much more shit out there that we need to worry about instead of worrying about the players kneeling. I'm confused by this whole.
Okay, so let me. So here's the track you're going down. Obviously, they had a meeting yesterday with the powers to be, Goodell, some of the players' union, DeMarre Smith, and all, a bunch of players. Kaepernick, I think, was invited and did not show up. Right?
We don't know that.
No, we do know that.
Okay.
So you have all this going, and the NFL has now, like, switched course and said, okay, you guys can do whatever you want and protest. And obviously they're seeing ratings slip. And the big elephant in the room is, when is a sponsor going to pull out if that happens?
Who's pulling out, man? I still see the dilly-dilly commercials there. Budweiser's not pulling out. They love their football.
Wait a minute, if anyone pulls out,
it's the U.S. Army with their commercials. It's their whole fly a plane over to stadium and all that, the BS before a game. They're paying for that. That's not the team saying, oh, I feel so loyal to America. That's the thing about it that always gets to me.
Remember what I've always said. Follow the money. The money is king. All right?
That's wrong,
cash
though.
Is king.
Yeah, I mean, you're
throw
giving
your,
a wrong idea,
it
though.
Doesn't matter. That's the bottom line. Follow the money. If you want to know, if you want to teach your children anything about life, follow the money, because that's where it goes. It all goes back to the almighty dollar.
Yeah.
And when that happens, and when these guys protest, which they're inalienable right here in the United States.
Right.
If it affects their paycheck, and not only that, the paychecks of the future players coming in, the same thing that they fight for through the NFLPA, that they're jeopardizing for, for
it. It's wrong.
If that happens.
It's totally wrong.
If that happens, will the course be changed?
Well, you know what? Maybe we ought to wake up and change the course. You know, there's 40,000 veterans out on the streets living in cardboard boxes. We don't give a rat's ass about them. We don't care about 20 veterans a day committing suicide.
Absolutely.
But we do care about players that are kneeling showing so-called disrespect.
Absolutely.
Get out there and help those 40,000 sleeping in cardboard boxes. I walk by them. I give $5, but you think that helps out? Do they really care about a guy throwing a first pitch out before a game?
Time out. Are you a little skeptical every time you see somebody with a cardboard sign that says former, a military veteran, help me out? Or do you just take it at face value?
Steve, in my mind, I feel like I'm doing good. I mean, come on. That's just.
If a tree falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound type thing?
I don't care. I mean, okay. I feel that I'm doing good in front of my my own God's eye. I'm not one of those crazy people that preach this or preach that, but I feel that there's an inner thing in me, that the inner spiritual thing, that if that guy is a veteran or he's just a homeless guy that was down. Well, if I got,
what if he was going around
bucks,
the corner getting into his Mercedes or his BMW 3 Series?
I know I did the right thing. That's all I'm leaving it at.
Okay, even though somebody else is doing the wrong thing.
What do you mean?
If they aren't actually needy or they are
okay,
fraudulently trying to get you to donate money.
Okay, so we're not going to take care of any of them.
I don't know. I'm just saying. That's what a lot of skeptics are like that.
Yeah. Well, see, I just think that we should open up a lot more, not worry about these players kneeling, and focus in on what these veterans are going through right now. When they came back from Desert Storm and all that crap, they gave him a bottle of medicine. Here, this is what you got to go.
Now, look what they did to Rambo. John Rambo was on the outs.
Right, right. And you know what? Maybe that's happening. Maybe that's happening now.
Rodney, you didn't like that reference? I tried to lighten the mood. Honestly, with a John Rambo reference.
I stopped listening. I literally just asked for us not to talk politics, and you guys kept talking politics.
Yeah, I'm done.
And it's fine. No, hey, I'm making a joke.
Speaking of which, they got a...
I stopped listening.
The Golden Gate Bridge on the photo behind us right there. So let's talk a little San Francisco 49er, Dallas Cowboy football. One of the great rivalries of our era... Right, our main impressionable era with the Cowboys 49ers through the 80s
Classic. Into
the 90s.
Classic, isn't it?
Awesome.
Yep.
And I don't think we'll ever recover that from the 90s.
They'll never be that
animosity.
So remember, you know, going back to today's generation where they talk about Brady, remember the old Tuck rule that he had in the snow?
Biggest garbage in the world.
Okay, if that doesn't go their way, are the Patriots... The Patriots of today?
I seen that on ESPN.
So it's the same thing. So the same thing in 1982, we faced the 49ers, and they have their little Montana to Dwight Clark catch, right? If that doesn't happen, if too tall Jones doesn't jump too early...
Bob Brunick, too.
Everson Walls is able to knock it down,
he was throwing it out of bounds, Steve-O. He was just getting rid of the ball, and now he's a bloody genius that signs balls there.
He was trying to throw it where nobody else could catch it except for Dwight Clark, and he made the catch.
He said, I've heard it on the NFL channel. He was just throwing it out of bounds.
Well, then he sucks because he was nowhere close to out of bounds. Freaking.
Going to throw it out of bounds, you throw in the fourth row of the end zone.
Yeah, exactly. He wasn't trying to throw it out of bounds. He was trying to throw it close.
That mongrel could catch it.
But if that doesn't happen, if he doesn't catch the ball and the Cowboys march down and get their field goal to win it, right?
Yeah, Danny White, you were at the 50-yard line. All we needed was, 30 more yards back then. But, wow.
Is the course of history change? Rafael Septien, how far could he have made that? 50? You think he could have kicked
the
50?
No, I don't think 50. I think a solid 42.
Really?
42, 44-yard for Rafael was... A good kick back then for him. I don't think the little fella had the leg. Our kicker now, man. I'm telling you right now. This
automatic.
Automatic. And you, sir, you put that video of you
Do we
kicking.
Need to put that video of me down
we
at the store?
We can't put anything. Yeah, I'd love to put that on our
Let's put it on
Cowboy
the site.
Site.
So we had, for those that don't know, I missed a show twice last week. Jono's 20-minute rant on our loss to the Aaron Rodgers, which, by the way, I'm going to give my opinion on that now that I have the microphone, and then your 5-minute little, telecast or broadcast the other day.
I gave away the football.
Yeah,
Darren Woodson football. And by the way, folks, can I give a shout out to the guy's
name? Let's go ahead. Let's go bang
again.
It out.
Anyway, we did give away the football to Chris Randall. Chris Randall, now you have till 6 p.m. today. I've reached out to you. I haven't gotten any feedback from you. So if you don't...
Give him 6 p.m. on... Let's give him till Sunday night. Because here's the deal. Some people, this show's not live. It's going to be downloaded. And they should have until Sunday night.
Sunday, you want to make it Sunday?
Sunday night. We'll put
Rodney, is that
Sunday.
Okay with you?
Yeah.
All right, Sunday, 6 p.m. That's Central Time.
Sundown.
6 p.m.
Okay.
Central Time. I better get a message saying, hey, I'm out here. Because then if you do, we'll send you the ball. I don't have your address or anything. And plus, yeah, I don't even know if you really want the ball. I mean, everyone's like,
if that's his real man. Name, right? Is that what
I wish I could win this ball.
We don't know.
I wish I could have won it. We picked, our intern picked the Chris Randall. We grabbed all the names with chips and stuff, right? And we put a
potato chips.
Like Lay's,
I knew that was coming.
Ruffles.
No, they were all poker chips with markers on them, and we put the names like one of those markers that come off too, and everything, you know. So we put that on there, and then we drew a name, and it ended up being Chris Randall there. And some of you guys out there, you guys had like 15, 20, I don't know, a lot of names they put down, so they got more chips put in there. But in any case, I tell you what, it doesn't end there, because what we got, Steve-O, Rodney, we've got some more stuff that we're giving away, real good stuff. And let me show you guys what we got going here.
Well, you keep going. I want on our site me kicking a 35
yarder. Yeah, go ahead. Bring that up.
Down at the Star. I spent last week down in Dallas. Went to the Packers game down there, and then we had an actual event on Wednesday night at the Star. It was a punt, pass, and kick competition. I was voted top athlete.
Dude, there was little kids that play that.
There was not little kids there.
I saw geriatrics and 12-year-olds.
No 12-year-olds, some geriatrics. I'm in the mortgage business, so Supreme Lending is the company I work for, and they had a great...
I'm sorry to cut you off, but do you have like a ribbon, a banner, a signed certificate that we can actually authenticate that you were voted the best athlete at Supreme Lending?
I will have a certificate for you.
I want to see it. And I don't want to see it scribbled. It has to be official.
Official with a sealed stamp.
Who's the president and CEO of Supreme Lending?
Scott Everett.
Is his name going to be on there?
Yeah, it'll be on there.
Okay.
All right, getting back to this now. Now, I got to ask you guys, so when you get pumped up about this, we've got a Daryl Johnson signed.
Booze.
Football.
I just talked to him.
I know. That's what made me think of that, because you were kicking back, talking to him. I'd love to have him on our show,
too. He's going
to
be on the show.
That week that we put this out, we'd like to possibly get him on the show, too. And we have a Jalen Smith signed jersey.
Oh, my gosh. Where are you getting all this stuff from?
We got it right here, man.
Are the Cowboys sending that to you?
Our GM, he takes care of the show, man.
Out of back of some guy's trunk in the alley out back?
No, these are all certified with certificates. They're a smart guy. So we've got that. We got that going. And we also have, I don't know if I should give this out, man. I'm going to tell him some kind of BS and snatch this one and not give it out. But a Randy White signed jersey. He's my favorite player.
Have it. You got to keep that one. Emmitt Smith will be in town this week. We talked about that.
I'm not going to that. I just feel whacked out, weird that they're charging $500 to walk in there.
$275. Just to get his autograph on a helmet. Like, it's cheaper if you just want, like, a photo autograph or something.
It's just wrong. I always thought that that was, like, one people I looked up to, and now you're charging me $275. And does he talk to you at all?
Oh, he'll talk to you.
He'll talk to me.
He'll talk to you. I mean, come on. You're Jono.
Right.
He'll talk to you.
I got my show and everything.
You got your show.
Are you going?
I'm going.
You're definitely going?
I'm going.
Are you going to have him on our show?
I will actually have a private meeting with him.
All right, excellent.
Yeah, already got that arranged.
What are you farting over there, Rodney? What's going on? There?
No,
come on, man. Don't you know who I am?
That's Steve-O, man. If anyone can pull it off, it's Steve-O.
I can pull it off.
Steve-O Jones.
Yes, sir.
I can pull it off. So, anyway, back to it. Sounds like we got a lot of good stuff to give away.
Right.
So we'll be doing that over the next couple of weeks. We're going to have the Moose on, because I got a little time with him, and he said, yes, he would love to come on and do a little spot on our podcast here. Talk to the peoples. Talk to the nation. Cowboy Nation.
I would love to ask him questions about his dying position, the fullback, where, you know, he would give us his opinion that I think it's still very important. But you see the fullback nowadays lined up in the I formation, they never seem to get any yardage off the I formation with a fullback in front of you, it always seems to be getting stuffed up now.
That is a very, very intelligent question. Well phrased and articulated. I'm proud of you, Johnny.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, I mean, get him on the show. I'll ask him stuff like that all day.
I expected you to ask some goofy question like, tell me more about Moose.
Yeah. Do you really have a moose head in your living room?
Moose, is that 1-0 or 2?
Yeah. Sorry, folks.
Is that with a M-O-U-S-E or is that a M-O-O?
Sorry, defense. Line's open. The moose in front should have told you.
Anyway, sorry, shut folks. Up. Both of you. Now, we're playing San Francisco here. But before we get to San Francisco, can we pay a... maybe a 5 seconds of silence for Aaron Rodgers, who we'll never see again this year.
So I do have a question for you on that.
You just ruined my 5 seconds.
I do have a question for you on that.
I'm so happy. And you know why? Because the GM went to Asia. He went to Asia. He brought me a little Buddha, little statue, and he said, you wanted this for good luck? I rubbed his little tummy, his little big tummy, that is. And I said, please get all our enemies out of here in the NFL and let us win the Super Bowl, oh great Buddha. And next thing you know, that day, Aaron Rodgers goes down and he's cussing out the camera. Did you see? And he's not a real nice guy. They always make him out to be a real nice guy. He's like, he's looking across the field there, the Minnesota people, and he's cussing them out. Did you see that?
Now, my question for you, Jono, is it true that like
double check.
You 5 years ago, you had State Farm Insurance, and as soon as he was a spokesperson, you changed.
I was out, and you're they couldn't State understand. I couldn't. They couldn't understand it, and that was history there.
Okay.
Anything Green Bay, or at the time in the 90s, it was the 49ers.
I heard that all you eat is Papa John's pizzas when the Dallas Cowboys were promoting those.
Well, they have a great special at Papa John, but I'm not buying Papa John because I'm a Pizza Hut guy. I mean, they could show all that stuff on with that Papa John. I'm not buying into it. We got connections with Pizza Hut. Your buddy's a Pizza Hut guy. I'm going with Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. Okay, so let me tell you about the Green Bay game. Phenomenal seats we had, all right? We go in. It was an electric, electric crowd, and it was probably
dun, 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 dun.
One of the best games you would ever want to see, including
they
the
said,
fact, that,
they
the
said
fact that you got to see Aaron Rodgers, who might be, I mean.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't go there.
But he's
don't
one of the there. Best comeback guys of all time.
I'll Buddha your ass, too. On,
I know you will.
I'll get that stat. I'll rub his gut.
But we knew as soon as they threw that pass and it stopped the clock.
Unbelievable.
That we
how
were
he got out of the pocket. How he got out of that pocket. And I mean, every time he seems to get out of the pocket with us. I don't know what the hell's wrong with our defensive ends or anything like that. They never seem to contain him. When the big play is on the line, oh, we had 4 sacks. Not the 2 minutes or 1 minute left in the game. That's when I need you to contain him and get that sack.
We needed an additional sack there. But he came back, and I think if you're a fan of the NFL, and I know, Jono, you're not. You're a fan of the Cowboys.
I'm a fan of the Cowboys. I hate Goodell.
I actually like watching good football and having storylines that you expect. Like, I like seeing Albert Pujols, who's a home run hitter, up against the best closer, and I like to see Pujols win. Okay, I like to see guys do what they do best, and that's what we got to see. I'm disappointed with the outcome, but it was an exciting game, and that's all I'll say about the Green Bay game.
Yeah, good. That's all we need to hear about the Green Bay game because we've moved on. And
I know you did a whole show on it for like 20 minutes and didn't call me.
Oh, the guys were so pissed.
I know. You didn't even call me and let me go.
Guys were so pissed. You know what? I didn't want to hear your rant because I had my own 20 minutes screaming in here that I did, and I scared a couple people out of here.
Well, we have coming up the 49ers, and we do have Ezekiel Elliott in the lineup.
Goodell, you thought you had us again.
I think I've called this one, okay, that he would be there, and they keep going back.
If we're going to go to the show, if we're going to go to the record, you made it seem as though like there was no chance he was going to miss any games this year.
Has he missed any games?
Okay, he hasn't. Okay. However, we're starting to get the further every time this thing goes to a hearing and it gets upheld or anything like that, we have to file another restraining order. I feel like we're getting closer. Let Rodney finish.
You'll get your chance, mister.
I feel as though we're getting closer to that final. Like, there's got to be an Armageddon here at some point in time. It's got to go one way or the other sooner rather than later. I thought it was going to drag out until at least next year, but it seems as though we've gotten further down the line than I thought we would.
Well, we had the NFL file a petition stating that they didn't find that the temporary restraining order that the Cowboys filed prior to the other petition being lifted was legal, so then they upheld that, so we had to file another temporary restraining order injunction, and they got that upheld. So now we'll see what happens, but I think he's in at least for the next two games. So my question for you is this.
Make it simple.
If the Cowboys are 3-5...
God damn it, there you go again.
If the Cowboys are 3-6 and the Eagles keep winning, at that point, if you're Jerry Jones and Ezekiel Elliott, do you throw your hands up and say, okay, we'll take the 6-game suspension and reconvene
you
for the start of next year?
You want to go first on this, Rodney, or me?
I'll go first. I don't think Jerry Jones would do that. He's too prideful of a guy. I don't think he's going to throw away any season. And not just that, I don't think that he doesn't believe in what the NFL is trying to do to Zeke. So he's going to fight that to the end. And that's what I think. And that's what I would do.
Loyalty.
I would fight it to the end out of spite more than anything. So no, to answer your question, no, I don't think they would.
Okay, I respect that.
I think it's a fair argument to make, like to consider, like if this season's going the wrong way and we're out of it, let's get it out of the way now.
I keep it simple for you when I phrase it, because I think on the surface, I think anybody in their right mind would say, if you're out of it, go ahead and sit out for 6 weeks. No different than what they're doing to Andrew Luck. He's injured. They're not going to rush him back to risk further injury when they can just let him heal up and come back next year healthy. Same thing with Elliott. If they're out of it, and that's a simple argument, okay? But the fact of the matter, this is not a simple case, because all you in fact do if you don't continue to fight it is A, give the NFL a precedent to continue to bully these players on bullshit that may or may not have happened prior to being in the league. Okay, which goes back to, hey, I stole a car when I was 13 years old. Am I going to get a 6-game suspension for that?
Well, and they don't even prove anything.
Right, but B, this is probably the most important thing. And I think this is what the NFLPA might be going. It's a 6-game suspension without pay. I'm not sure how much Elliott makes. We could look that up on that computer box. But the fact of the matter is that an NFL... the longevity of your career is somewhere, I think the average career is like 3 years, right? So let's say Elliott has a better than average career and he goes 6 years. I think we can all agree that would probably be a pretty damn good career, 6 years at a running back position.
Okay.
That's 120 games. That's 5%.
Listen to this, though.
Okay.
According to reports on ESPN, Todd Archer, the suspension will mean Elliott will have to repay a portion of his signing bonus that could add up to over $1.4 million. In addition to losing his base salary pay, the guarantees Elliott's $24.956 million deal will be voided. That's $24 million. Oh, yeah, I care about being 3-6. Are you kidding me? That's $24 million.
That's what I just said, clown.
No. The whole sentence is what I'm going in
No,
for.
The whole point is on the surface, people are going to argue out there that, we're out of it. Just go ahead and lay down and take
I
your
love
penalty.
That.
But if you look into the actual part of the argument and what they're doing, you cannot not fight this thing. You have to fight this tooth and nail because of how much money you're losing. And this is a guy that might only work for 6 years. And when you take 5%
of his...
That's
big, too, 6 years.
6 years. You take 5% of his total earnings out. I ask you this. Out there, I don't care if you're a ditch digger, a welder, or a teacher. I got teacher friends that are walking a picket line for a 1% raise every 5 years. Right. And you're telling me you're going to take 5% of his career earnings and go, oh, yeah, just sit down so we don't have to deal with it. No. That.
All right. Yeah, I agree with you on that. I definitely think that my thinking on that.
You should have come up with a better program for us here, so I didn't have to go off script.
Yeah, well,
I get fired up. Sorry.
All right, I'm not talking about that as much as that was big. What he just said, by the way. But my point is, you get six games now. Now in the future, if anything pops up, now all of a sudden you're suspended from NFL because you already had guilt on six
conceded
games.
One, yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So I mean, I can see me taking, okay, finally, let's throw the money aspect out. All right, I'll take your six games. But now if I take your six games, I'm vulnerable to anything that happens in the future where I'm kicked out of the league. That's bullshit. Any one of you morons on these Cowboy sides, I don't know why he's being like this. Why don't he just take this out? And you know what? Just take the suspension. We got Morris and we got McFadden. And screw you. You're not anything. Yeah, Zeke is everything to the Cowboys. One and number two, no one wants guilt. I had to tell a guy on Facebook, oh, so someone looks like they're in 7-Eleven and they had a robbery. Oh, he just looks like you. Go serve the 30 years, will you?
So you're back on Facebook because the last we talked, you had been kicked off.
I'm back on.
Okay.
And the way I got on.
You took a suspension.
I took my suspension. They don't even want to talk to me, those pricks.
If you get busted again, are you out of Facebook forever?
No, I have no idea on that. That's a very good question. But all I did, for people out there that don't know why I got kicked out, I was trying to promote a Darren Woodson football, going to different Cowboy sites saying, hey, come over to our site, and we've got a Darren Woodson football we're giving away.
And did John Randall win that?
No, Chris Randall.
Oh, okay. John's brother.
Reuben.
Reuben
Randall. We don't know whose brother it is.
You ever play the name game, Rodney?
I love the name
game. I love the name game, too.
Hey, who's that guy anyway?
John Randall was the
No, John Randall, Minnesota. He wore the black strips underneath his eyes. He looked scary.
Yeah, war paint. He was a bad man, too.
He was a bad man and never smiled.
Reuben Sierra.
I think him and that
are we playing like you want to?
Yeah,
keep
we'll just keep going, and John will never catch on. Magniera Sierra,
Suggs,
Terrell Suggs.
Yeah, he's an ugly player.
Ugly, you mean he's just mean?
He's a mean player. Okay, man. Suggs can put down some players, man. I mean, he's got that cold blooded look to him too. Yeah. Anyway,
beast. We got him off his mojo. You needed to keep going with the name game because that would have been fun. Yeah. Folks out there, Magnaris Sierra to you. Go.
Play amongst that? Yourselves.
Yeah, play amongst yourselves. Put it online.
All right. So in any case, we got the 49ers this week. I'm not buying into that whole 13-point, the last five game, whatever. I don't give a crap. This team should be walked all over. I think the whole atmosphere in San Francisco right now is a 50-50. You got a lot of Cowboy fans out there, too. You got a lot of 49er fans that have just given up.
They are now
Oakland Raider fans.
Give me the line on that game and give me the over-under off of your computer box, if you will.
All right.
So I'd like to talk more intelligently, and I would love to know, who do we have after that, Rodney? Do you remember? Do we have Falcons?
I believe so.
Is that right, or is that not right?
Dallas.
We are minus six.
Minus six.
And 47.
Well, then why are you making me look it up?
I just looked it up before you. I'm faster.
Okay,
I'm
here's the deal. The Cowboys have given up 35 in the last two games. I think I'm going to take the over on that one.
You think the 49ers got a proven quarterback that could throw the ball like that?
Well, here's one thing I do know about our defense right now, and this is what I was reading on the way in. We haven't turned the ball over in 213 snaps. Not since the third quarter of the Denver game have we forced a turnover.
Forced a turnover, okay.
Correct. So, now hopefully that's just kind of the small sample size, and that's going to balance out as the year goes along. Because we're going to have to turn the ball over more. Like we're just going to have to. Our defense is going to have to rely on that. However, we're in a streak right now where we're not doing that. And that longer our defense is on the field, the more we're going to be exposed by a lesser team too, because that keeps them in the game longer.
And Jono, what I'm saying is, even if the 49ers only put up 25, that's not a whole lot for the Cowboys to have to put up to get the over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I'm
not wagering anymore. I stopped that. All I'm
20 minutes ago, you bet on the 2-4 exacta box horse in Arlington Racecourse.
It's right here, by the way. I'm watching it.
You're doing it right now.
Yeah, it's not the 2-4. It's the 1-5, and the one I own the horse at Hawthorne right now. He's going to be running at 3 p.m. Central, named Garrison Commander.
And you're not going to.
How about a name
wager
for that, by the way?
Garrison.
Is that after Garrison? Garrison Hurst?
No, it's after Garrison Commander. I love the Garrison name. Garrison sounds like, you guys remember Peaky Blinders?
Walt Garrison. Joe Frazier.
Frazier.
We can keep going on.
Mickey Frazier.
You guys watch that Netflix
Mickey
Frazier?
Mantle.
Frazier Crane.
Ooh, Frazier Crane.
What about Frazier? That show, that half hour show.
Frazier Crane.
Welcome to the show, John.
Right, okay. All right, well, I don't watch TV that much. I just watch my football, NFL.
Have you closed the pool down yet?
Yeah, it happened yesterday, man. It's depressing seeing that cover on it and everything. It just I got this one neighbor right across from us that always keeps his keeps it more open than mine. I mean, just
longer.
Longer. You know, he keeps it like 3-4 days longer than I do.
You're supposed to, though, because you don't want to, if you close it up too early and it stays warm, you get the algae growing in there.
No, I take care of my pool.
I know, but once you cover it.
Yeah.
If it stays warm, if it doesn't stay cold, or if it gets back to warm where it goes warm and cold, warm and cold, warm and cold, that's where the algae starts
Rodney
growing.
Is an insurance agent. I would take his word on it.
Yeah.
What the hell does that got to do with me closing the pool?
If you close it too early.
I didn't close it too early. It was middle of October. I just closed it yesterday.
It's supposed to be 80 the next couple days.
And you know what, though? I got a lot of leaves.
This global warming is screwing up the whole thing. I'm not criticizing you, John. I'm just saying that's the reason why sometimes people will keep their pools open a little bit longer.
No, not this guy. He waits till I close mine and he's got his gal that jumps in the pool, too.
Is he like Turkish or anything?
Oh, who?
Your neighbor.
No, okay. If he was, there'd be some sandbags put up.
That's what I was wondering, because he's keeping his pool. Maybe this was his resistance to the fight here.
He's got this heated every day, too. You see, like, steam rising every morning. I go, hey, I think his name's Steve. I go, hey, Steve, how much you pay for your heating pool? Because I got a heater, too, and every time I pay, it's like $12-$15 when I leave it on for 1 or 2 days, you know? And
right.
This guy leaves it on 24/7 every day.
It's like a hot tub.
It's like a hot tub. It's like 92 degrees in there the entire time.
I like it.
I know you like it. I don't know how the hell the bill looks.
But how do you get out of the pool when it's cold like that? I mean, that's the...
Run.
Yeah, you got to run.
Significant shrinkage.
Dude, you ought to see me. I look like Sasquatch running through the woods into the house. It's damn cold, boy.
I can see the wisps of hair on your shoulder. Just
oh, would you stop? There's no hair on my shoulder. Maybe hair on the sides there. It hasn't reached the shoulder.
His angel's wings.
Hey, to answer your question a minute ago, we play the Redskins next week.
Okay, so let's not get into a trap. It seems like we start overlooking teams, possibly. You know, we had a big game against the Giants to start off with. And then we overlook, the Broncos. And then all of a sudden
we overlooked them. Are you kidding me?
They just got beat by the Giants.
We did not overlook anyone.
Really?
We haven't overlooked anyone. They've just been kicking our ass.
I mean, in history, when have we not overlooked? You mean like this year we haven't?
No, he's saying this year.
We haven't overlooked anyone.
But look, even the worst teams in the NFL, the worst of the worst, and bring up Steve's Rams, but I went to a Cowboy game here in St. Louis in, 2006-ish, where the Rams won two games that year. They beat the Redskins and the Cowboys on back-to-back weeks, and they went 2-14 that year.
I was there that week.
I was there.
Right? So it does happen. You can't, I mean, you know.
This
you just
is
the
NFL. Where's Rich?
Not for long.
We need like a bell or something.
You know what? Whenever things are bad, you just motivate your team. And when you say, I'm going to stand up, I'm going to make a presence known. This is the week. We get out of the locker room as a winner, and we walk back into the locker room as a winner.
And you know what they say in the NFL?
Not for long.
Not for long.
Yeah.
So That's see, Jono's not Rodney. I have to talk to you. I'm going to have to look your direction because he's not a big fan of me when I say that there's the trap games, the overlook games, the not preparing for.
That would be well fine, Steve-O. That would be fine if we were 5-1 or 4-1. We're in that desperate mode now to where I don't think these players are overlooking anyone. We know our vulnerability. Vulnerability. We know our vulnerabilities right now. We don't.
Still don't think you said the same thing.
I know, but I couldn't get it out. But we know we're vulnerable.
It's like our buddy over there that keeps saying the rouster. Every time.
Rouser.
Yeah, the guy in the guy I do the Cardinal podcast with. I usually call him an ass clown on the show here, Jimmy. Yeah. But he goes, well, we just don't have a very good rouster. And I go,
rouster?
What in the hell is a rouster?
That's what you cook a chicken in, isn't it? No, it's a roaster.
That's a roaster.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
Yeah.
I can't say that good. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's that New York accent of mine. Say it again.
Vulnerability.
Screw you guys.
You don't have to say it like a redneck hillbilly.
Vulnerability. Vulnerability.
So, yes,
like
we are.
Foghorn Leghorn.
We are very.
I say now, boy. Vulnerability. That's what I said. Yeah, I'm a chicken hawk, see?
Oh, God.
And you're a chicken, and I'm bringing you in.
Right.
So, yeah, I hope that they're not going to look at the Redskins and bypass looking at this 49er team thinking they're 0-6. Folks, they've lost the last five games by 3 points or less. We have got to beat them. We got to kick their ass from start to finish and build upon that.
Well, that's great. I'm still trying to back up to where the hell you were cussing at.
Doesn't matter. We'll be fine. Everybody loves that.
I don't want to hear you throw the F bomb around. Now I gotta get the big guy to look around, and I gotta stop him from eating for 5 minutes of looking through this. And
are they gonna beat me out?
No, they're not gonna beat you out. We're trying to run a family show here. A lot of kids listen to our show.
It's beyond that. It's education.
It's education, sir. I don't know what you were saying.
It's education by radio. It's good by podcast.
We're not radio either.
By podcast. But, hey, if you say, you know, the F word or you say frickin', it's the same meaning.
Yeah, well, then say frickin' then. I don't know why you guys say the other F word. Say, folks, you guys can catch us at Cowboys Podcast on iTunes.
And
you could definitely catch us on our site on cowboyspodcast.com. You can subscribe on iTunes. You can go to Google Play. You go to Stitcher. I mean... You know what? We got a real happy. I got to pull this up. I got a message from one of our people out there.
Not the one in Spanish.
I couldn't make out the one in Spanish. So if you could translate that to me, that'd be great. If it's good though. If it's bad, I don't want to hear it. Inbox. Let's go to this. And where the hell is this? Inbox. All right. And well, you know, it's just. So many fans right now are saying, hey, you know what? I'm a big fan of your show. Elizabeth, we won't give her name out, but Elizabeth in Texas, she wrote us and she said, I think you guys are the best. I look forward to your podcast from your number one fan in South Texas.
Was that before your five-minute show or after your five-minute show?
Would you get off the five-minute show? That was just a show just to lay out the winner. And I thought that a cheesy, cheap way I could get some podcasts, numbers from that. You know, you two clowns have been – oh, look, that one's sleeping over there. Anyway, we got to go in here. So what's your final take on this 49er game there, Rodney?
Final take. We are going to win this week. I'm going to look at I'm going to go 31-17.
31-17 is what you got,
huh? It's the over and the cover.
Just enough.
All right. 31-17. Who's going to stand out? Who's going to make
San Fran?
Yeah, in San Fran. Who's going to stand out and make it possible here?
God,
Who's your number one player on defense, your number one player on offense?
Sean Lee's back, so I'm taking him because he's our heart and soul of defense.
Right.
On offense, I'm going to look. Zeke's going to make. He's going to want to show people that he's more than capable. Even though he's been talking about how it's been a distraction, he's going to go out there, he's going to play, and he's going to run over people.
Okay, so you're expecting it out of Zeke and Sean Lee.
You got it.
You.
Sean Lee's going to force our turnover finally this week. Big turnover that we
need. I'm going to take the over, and I like a 31 or 32 somewhere in there. Let's go 31-27.
You got a 31 also?
I got a 31-27. I'm going to take the over, and I'm going to take the home dog to cover in the 49ers, and they continue their streak of going over, but covering the spread.
If I had to put money on this game, I'm with you. That's, you know, 6 points to a home team is, you know.
I think the guy.
Hold on, I'm not done talking yet.
Worth considering. Right, sorry, I didn't mean to step.
No, you did. You did jump.
I did step all over.
I'm interested to see what Terrence Williams does because he basically cost us the game down there and in Dallas against the Packers again.
I mean, how many
catching it with your shoulder pad?
Jesus Christ, Terrence! How many times you got to screw up here? I mean, for love of God, so if you catch that ball in the previous game.
So the other thing I wanted to talk about on there was Terrence Williams was absolutely, and I don't know, I didn't watch, we don't get NFL film breakdown in here,
Bryce
but I would love to get it.
Bryce should be playing.
But he looked like a lazy-ass SOB trying to block down the field for these guys. There were some times where we had chances to make big plays with Zeke or with a receiver on a pass, or I think Prescott even had a run there where he was just standing there picking his ass and not blocking. Get around to the front of somebody. Don't block somebody in the back.
I got an F word coming out of him. I know it's coming out of him.
Block somebody down the field. And that's why he needs to find his ass on the bench. And we might have to get Bryce Butler out there.
Why not? Why not? The guy's electric when he's out there. Bryce Butler does it and makes it happen every time. All right, you went with 31-27. Who is your defensive player?
I'm not done yet.
All right, go ahead. I mean, I'm running out of time here.
What do you mean? You got 3 minutes. I'd love to see Sean Lee do some exciting stuff. I want to see, though, a couple of sacks. All right? Who's going to get our sacks for us? Jono?
It's going to be the same guys as always. It's going to be Irving and it's going to be Lawrence. I think those two are going to have a big game.
Let's go with Lawrence. I expect
him to get
Brian
Hoyer. I think Irving's back.
I think Brian Hoyer is going to have to find his ass on the ground. I think the score is going to be close within four.
I don't think he's QBing. It's that new guy. It's that Beasel or whatever his name is. I don't know whether they brought him in, and he kind of shook the whole thing up. He's the one that put 24 points up last week against the Giants.
Okay. Well, then we need to put his ass on the ground.
Yeah, and I hope he's not like a Kurt Warner or something that just popped up out of the clear blue and he's finding everything hot. I'm
not done yet.
Oh, you're not? Go ahead.
Elliott to run the ball. He's averaging 79 yards a game, down from 109 last year. It's a pretty big drop. I need him to go over for a 150 plus, and I need him to get longer than like just 3 yards in a cloud of dust. We need some big plays from this guy.
Right.
I'm done now. I will concede the rest of my time back to the senator from New York.
Okay. Thank you, Senator from Wisconsin, from Texas. My whole view on this is it's going to be like I like the number 31. I don't know what it is, but you guys might have something. You know what? I'm buying into the 31, and I'll also buy into what Rodney brought up. But I'm going to make this a 31-13 type of game here. I don't think they're going to be doing that much against our defense. I think our defense smothers them. I think we're pissed off. We had that 1 week rest. Our guys are going to be back here, and they're going to be back healthy. I think we get the job done. On offense, I look for Beasley. I think Beasley's going to have a big game. I think those little passes in the middle are going to pay off big time, and it's going to wear on them. And like Steve-O said, I think that's when Zeke takes full advantage, and that's when he busts something big there. But it's going to be Beasley, and it's going to be Zeke taking over this one. And on defense, I like my ends here. I like what Steve-O was saying with the sacks and turnovers. And Sean Lee, I think he is the one that just – galvanizes this defense. Once he's in there, boy, they just love.
That's a good word.
He
for you,
loves
John,
that though. Word, galvanizes. It's better than vulnerability.
You want me to say it again?
Please.
Vulnerability. All right.
Like a parrot.
Vulnerability.
No, like this.
Vulnerability.
Vulnerability.
I can't say that. I don't know why. Maybe my tongue or whatever. But I just like our defensive ends and our defense to be pumped up. Now the captain's back and off we go here, boys. I think we take care of business in San Francisco. So,
and you're not a believer in Tony Romo going to Green Bay?
Hell no. I'm sick and tired of you people on the Dallas Cowboys sites. Knock it off. It's not happening. He's a retired Cowboy.
Well, one thing, and I don't know like how the agents would work out that deal, but wouldn't CBS maybe have something in there that would say, like, I don't, you know, like, you can't just leave us midseason this year?
Didn't right. Jay Cutler leave him?
When was he ever on there?
He was on the
Jay
radio.
Jay Cutler, what a joke.
Jay Cutler
and
was
going
to
do
some
that's
games
the
and then left there to go to Miami.
More of a curiosity if CBS would put something like that in his
Jay
deal,
Cutler but. Probably walked out. I didn't even
they
know
didn't,
he walked
no,
out.
Nobody and, wants Jay Cutler
hey,
anyway. Somehow,
not even
but.
Football. And by the way, Rodgers broke his throwing arm collarbone.
Oh, same.
That's,
oh,
that's different than – didn't Romo break his non-throwing arm? Came back and then broke it again,
I think
right?
He broke just about everything, though.
Yeah, so that guy's.
Listen, that's a throwing arm collarbone.
Hey, hey, Odell, when you're out there getting carted off and crying, we had a guy that punctured lung, his clavicle, his everything broke on his body. He's like an evil Knievel and he just walks off
yeah,
the field.
So that's the other thing. Aaron Rodgers, when you break your collarbone, they come out with a cart and get you and take you back. Tony Romo broke it, and he walks off.
Yeah, God bless Tony. Yeah, that's why you're still on my screensaver. I tell you what, that's the end of our show here. Cowboy fans, we love you. Let's talk to you. Let's talk again with a big win. Steve-O, Rodney, Jono, we are out of here. We love you.
Go, boys.
Go, boys.
Tune in next week for another edition of the Cowboys Podcast on lineupmedia.fm. Subscribe to the show now at cowboyspodcast.com on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and all major podcast outlets. This podcast was a presentation of lineupmedia.fm.